Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. And we're back. Let's
Yes,
hope
we
this one
are.
sticks.
Some tech problems that were out of our hands, but they got resolved, and yeah, I just roll with that stuff.
Nothing else you can do with it. So, today's message has a lot to do with like that gut feeling. So, I started feeling my stomach feeling off this morning. Okay, I call it off. A lot of people have called this, I have anxiety, or my gut just doesn't feel right, and they want to use the term anxiety. Okay, and while I may have used that term long time ago, I have realized that's just a like a nerve in my stomach that's saying, okay, something is trying to give me a message, and sometimes that message I might view a good or bad. This one I'm not viewing as good or bad. I'm just like, okay, what's happening? Why am I feeling this way? What is my stomach trying to tell my brain or tell my energy? And I keep hearing so many people are going to think this is anxiety today. And they're like, tell them it's not anxiety. They're like, take a deep breath. And it's like you're taking in some maybe some new information, some different thoughts, some okay, I'll say it. There were some church bells ringing that do not ring at the time of the morning that it rang. We're in the
That
town that I'm
happened
at.
today, right? Just earlier this morning.
And I thought, that's odd. That's different. And then I went into right away, okay, why is it going off? What is there something that's going on that I don't know that's going on in town? Like, why this time? And I tried to go into the whole the reason why, and I was almost going down the rabbit hole really fast, and it was able to like stop and say, okay, for one reason I didn't have to know why, we didn't need to know, it wasn't part of my environment that I needed to know the reason why those bells are going off. It could have been for somebody else that they needed to know, but I actually did not need to know for my path, my journey. So I had to let it go. There's that. Wow, I didn't think about it that way till I'm talking it out loud. And then the other thing is, I was like the unknown and like this feeling in our gut of this so-called, I'm gonna do in quotes, anxiety. And I'm like, no, it's just there's a shift happening of truthfulness around you. And sometimes it's hard to stomach a different reality or a different truth than what you've been exposed to.
It's weird because it's actually oftentimes difficult to stomach something new, even if it's good for us, especially it seems if it's good for us. 'Cause see, that thing that's coming to us, say that's good, is then contrasting to the thing that we would like judge as not good or bad or whatever. And we're so accustomed to the vibration, the feel, the sense of what is, what we've known, whether it's good, bad, or otherwise, that we're comfortable with it. It's known. And so we do get to a point where we don't, I'm going to say, we don't care if it's good, bad, otherwise. What we care about is that we're comfortable with it. We know it. This is why people stay in situations that are not good situations. And it's, for a long time, people are like, why would, how many Have you, how many of you looked at someone and been like, why do they stay in that? Or why do they keep doing that? It's because they know it. There's a deep, deep comfort. We find deep comfort, safety, psychological safety, comfort in what we know, even if it's not good for us. And then we get challenged about stomaching something when it's good for us and it's coming our way. And our stomach is like, oh, I don't know. I don't know.
And we create this like what well, again, I'm putting it in quotes, feeling of anxiety. And it's not that.
I was going to
It's
say, Kim,
just
I think we've trained ourselves into a habit of judging our gut feeling. That's really, to me, very possibly what's shifting here is we're being asked to let go of the habit of having this instantaneous judgment of good, bad, like, dislike. known unknown. It's like, quite honestly, none of that matters. What matters is that nerve is telling you something, and to tune in and get what, whether it's known, unknown, whether you like it or dislike it, to get what do I want to say? Like, it's the best. It's the, I'm trying not to be, and I'm trying not to scale it. How do you language it? This is that intuitive thing. It's like, that's where you just, it gets very calm.
Like, I'm going to pick on the church bells. Okay. They're going off. I right away wanted to go into that. Like, I wanted to find the reason why. And it was very quick. I'm like, what? And I want to, like, go on Facebook. And I want to go all over the place to try and find the reason why it's going off. And once I just stopped and I just let myself be with it, it was like, I didn't need to know the answer right now. It might come to me later, or it may not even come to me at all. It's like, I just recognized there was a change in the environment, but it had nothing to do with me. I was like, oh my goodness. So sometimes when that feeling comes about, you really have to say, okay, does this really have anything to do with me? Or I'm just seeing something that maybe I didn't recognize in the past. Maybe it was already going on in the past and I didn't even recognize it because I wasn't present.
Yeah, it's so funny here because it's, you know, to me, it's another gentle guidance for us to be into more into our intuition and less in our heads, figuring it out, more in our intuition. Intuition has also been called a gut feeling. I can feel it in my gut. I have a gut feeling, you know, and Kim, as you were describing your church bell experience, that's, I felt my like focus go from my head of figuring it out, go online, look things up to where you're like, you know what? Take a deep breath, just like you tuned in, and it's like your gut. I felt myself go down to the gut, below the stomach, stomach area, and that's where you got the intuitive hit, the gut information, which is, it's fine. You don't need to know anything. And yeah, it's a beautiful process. It's something I think we had really worked ourselves out of where we could ignore the whole thing in the gut. We could call it anxiety or do whatever we wanted to, and it was that. Now we're like being called to say, it's not anxiety, it's not a feeling, it's not those things. It's literally information that you're getting. Is it something, you know, and then you need to be the one that discerns internally and having fun with it, actually, because it is. It's very powerful and very fun to have your inner guidance system working very well. Like, is this something I need to pay attention to? Nope, it's just that. It's just the bells. It just is what it is. Or you'll get an answer that it is something you need to pay attention to, and then you do the lovely thing Kim always suggests, which is to ask that question. So what is it I need to pay attention to? Or whatever other beautiful question.
The answers may not come in that exact moment. Here's the other thing. It's allowing your body to process also the information to come in. So sometimes when we put like a fear or hesitation, it might be wrong. It stops the flow from it to all receive. So when you're open to receive, it can go through your entire energetic body, go through all your cells. So then then finally goes up to your head and you're like, oh, maybe hours later, maybe a couple days later, you're like, oh, now I know the answer. Oh, okay, there it is.
Yeah.
It's when we put in that anxious feel or judgment or whatever, the down the rabbit hole path really fast, it stops the flow of it to continue to come into to the truth, the reason, the whys. It stops the flow. So just be with it. Like, okay, I may not understand this right now. I'm okay. I am safe.
Yeah.
Just taking those deep breaths.
Yeah. Lovely coaching, self-coaching there. there's been recently our podcasts have been, our morning podcasts here, Kim, have been a bit longer than usual. And so I'm thinking that there's just a lot going on right now, because usually we can keep it pretty much, you know, under 10 minutes. We've been hitting 13, 17 minutes. This one is going a little bit longer, which is cool. It's good. The message is what the message is, and it takes the time that it takes. And I just think, too, that it's pointing to some of these things are very, they are unknown. It's taking a little bit longer for us to even describe some of them, you know. But it's really exciting. It's really beautiful stuff that's coming through, that's shifting, that's changing. I feel like very possible anyone who decides to really tune into their gut and follow that as, say, calling it anxiety and following that, I think anxiety could shift for a lot of people in a big way right now.
Yes.
Oh, and I have so many people. Yeah, as long as you're open. And I have so many people I know and love and have encountered in my life that I would absolutely love to see that happen. Just take down that anxiety so we can have more goodness in life and more of life itself.
Oh, well, thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, Kim. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, it's Kim and Jill with One Harmonic Whole. Until next time.